Hello?
Hi, Jose.
Yeah?
Hi, Jose. This is John with Local Splash. I spoke with you on Friday, the Google partner.
Yeah.
Hi. You asked me to give you a call back. I know you said you wanted to look over everything with Home Advisor and Angie's and kind of see if you can get out of that and how that would go.
Yeah, I'm still doing it. Yes. I was talking to them on Friday, and then they said they want to call me. We want to talk today.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking about it, so.
Okay, you
so
think it's something you're going to leave?
Can you explain a little bit how Google works?
Yeah, so what we do is we list you independently on the first page of the search results for people who are looking for your services. So if somebody types in one of the services you offer into the Google search engine, and they're within like 30 miles of you, they'll be able to see your business name, address, phone number, link to your website. We'll create the website for you, too. But they have the ability to call you directly right there off the first page. If they're on a mobile device, they just got to click on your business name. It calls you directly. So you'll get live calls from people in your area who are actively doing a search for the services you provide. So let's say they typed in, like, interior painting, exterior painting, concrete driveways, concrete flat work, you know, any of the keywords or services. They could just call you direct. So you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. That's what I was telling you before. It'd save you a lot of money. It's also better.
Because I was looking at it, and I don't think I'm going to stay with Angie's for too long.
Friday?
It's going to be, I'll be paying more money than I'm supposed to.
Right. And remember on Friday, I sent you the link where it says you're out of network. So it's like they have it so it looks like you're not even in business right now.
Huh. I already tell them that, and they give me this cue. No, it's not like that because they already start sending me some leads.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the way they are. You know, they send too many, and I know I'm going to get a screw because I already got screwed one time.
It seemed like you were pretty much ready to cancel them, like you wanted to cancel them and then do this. So I put the spot on a hold. And then I set you up for a call back at the end of the day. And then I wasn't able to get a hold of you at the end of the day. So the position stayed available. But now they want us to try to call out and get it filled again. So that's why I wanted to call you first and see how that conversation went with them on Friday before we, you know, start calling into the area. And I want them to offer it to somebody else. But I had you quoted, I mean, I gave you two different prices. One of them was $249, you know, with the Facebook ads, and it was month to month, so you don't have to commit to anything long term. You just go 1 month at a time. And then I also gave you another price of $199, and that one was without doing the Facebook ads on top of the Google listing and building your site and everything. Were you leaning towards giving it a shot?
Well, right now I'm in a meeting. I'm going to go to the meeting in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Can you call me later?
Oh.
I've been thinking, man. I say, yeah, I could have went with you guys. Because I know probably you guys is going to be the same and the Angie and Home Advisor.
Oh, I'll be better.
The thing is with you guys, when you guys, I just got to pay one time. And with these guys, man,
it's one time per month because it's month to month.
Yeah.
So you have to pay every month. But, $199, I mean, if you want to give it a shot, you know, the only way you're going to be able to ever give it a shot really is when we have a position available. You know, we do have that still. But I know if they start calling out on it today, more than likely it'll get filled. I've had it on a hold for you since Friday. I wanted to buy you some time.
So $199, you say that's going to cover me, whatever, everything you tell me or what?
Well, not the Facebook ads, but you'll have the first page placement on Google. You'll have the .com website. You'll be on the first page of Bing. We put you on 60 other directories you could get customers from, too, things like Yelp and Yellow Pages. And then you have the tracking system, too, so we could show you all the clients that we're bringing in each month.
And I can cancel whenever I want to?
Yeah, you're not binded to a contract. So, I mean, we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months, but it doesn't say that you have to. It's just month to month.
No, you know, I'm not going to cancel right away. But like I said, man, Yeah, I know. Like I said, I already know home advisors, how they work.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you compare these two side by side, Jose, like, you'll love it. There's no way you're going to go, oh, yeah, let's go back to paying per lead and dealing with that nonsense. Because those leads you're buying over there go to like five people.
Those leads are, they can get you broke. Cause, man, they send you so many. Then
it's gambling, really. I mean, if you think about it, it's like buying scratchers at the liquor store. You know, it's like you pay the fee. You don't get your money back if you lose. You know, you're basically gambling. Yeah. You don't know what you're getting, and then, you know, you're just kind of stuck with whatever. So.
And I really start thinking about you guys because I say, well, Google is pretty much the same. You know,
everybody,
if the people that want to hire me, they're going to call me directly. It's not going to be a metal guy.
Exactly.
And right here with Angie, you know, they're the metal guys. They're the ones who make money because, man, it's ridiculous how much they charge.
Yeah, the crazy thing is they put themselves on Google and then they just resell you leads they get from Google. Because everybody's Googling. Nobody's going straight to Home Advisor and starts looking up people. They just go to Google first, do the search, and then if Home Advisor pops up, some of them might fill out that form. But that's what they resell to people. Most of the time, the people will actually just call one of the contractors directly off the first page.
Oh, my God. That's...
It's wild, huh?
That makes me think, you know, and I really, I said, well, if I try you guys, and then I'll be paying you, and then I'm going to be paying Angie, and...
Well, no, you won't. See, that's what I was telling you on Friday. I'm like, you're gonna try this. Maybe for this month you might be paying both of them, but once this gets working, you're going to end up leaving Home Advisor. I'm really confident. Like I said, I've been doing this for 10 years. I can't tell you how many people I've worked with who have used that service in the past, and they're just a lot happier being on the first page and letting people call them directly.
Yeah, I could have went with you, man, to start with Angie, I had to pay those guys $750 on fraud.
Jesus. Yeah, I remember you telling me that, too.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that I said, man, if I call them and I say, I don't want you guys, then I'm going to lose all that stuff.
No,
because
You're gaining a lot of knowledge that other business owners don't have. You got to think there's guys who are jumping into this today. You know what I mean? There's guys who are starting companies, you know, or have been running companies for years, and they don't know what's going to work for their company until they actually do it. That's the only way to really find out. If you give up, then obviously you're never really going to get the answer. But what I think you'll find with this is that, you know, having yourself up there is going to be better than what you're using now. And if you're spending $750 a month or on pace to pay $750 a month, you know, that's going to save you so much money.
They charge me for a year. So they say, so you don't have to pay. You know how it is.
They charge you like $300 for the year, and then they charge you the lead fees, right? And you could usually set a budget, though, on your lead fees. That's
I said, even if you set a expense like me, you know, I went to $500 a month. I don't want to.
That's crazy,
Because then I have to be careful which ones I'm going to set.
They're going to send you as many as they can until that $500 is burned through, you know? They don't want it rolling over to the next month. They want to make sure they get that $500 and get to the next $500, you know?
But if I receive more than $500 in leads, they're going to charge me.
Yeah.
In front of those $500.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I don't like about those guys, you know? If I already pay or you pay already, what should I be paying every month?
$500.
And then after that one, I have to be paying over that if somebody call me and say, hey, Jose, I have to pay another 100 or 80 or 90.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Scratchers. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, we have the listing available. You know, I wanted to make sure I gave you the first right of refusal on it. It's Monday, so I know that by Friday this time, you know, the opportunity to put you up there is obviously not going to be there. If I could still get you the discounted pricing structures that I had you quoted at on Friday? I mean, is this something you could see a value and give it a shot? That way I could show you how well it works?
But right now I don't have no time, so you can show me how that's going to work. I'm ready to get back to town.
All I need right now, Jose, is to create your account. I already have most of the information. It would take me like 2 to 3 minutes. and then we secure the first month's payment and schedule a client interview. And that's it. So right now I only need like 2 to 3 minutes of your time really to create everything and verify and secure that position for your company. And then we could call you back at a set time later today. That's better for you to do the client interview, or even tomorrow if you're really busy.
Okay. And but, how far Google is going to go? Cause I, you know, to me,
I could cover up to 30 miles for this listing.
That's it?
Yeah, because if you want to go further, we have to do a bigger campaign with Google Ads. So then the price is going to jump up. Then you'd be looking at like $399, $450, you know. So what I want to do is I want to start you with this and then evaluate it. You know what I mean? A couple months, give it 2 or 3 months like this. And then if you want to upgrade, you could always upgrade the package. But I want to keep your, I want to keep your pricing low and your return on investment opportunity high. So that way, you know, if we nail down a couple of clients for you in the first couple of months, it's going to pay for itself rather than you throwing a bunch of money at it and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, about 30 miles, that's where I live. It's not going to go too far.
It's not too far, but it's far enough to get you a consistent flow of traffic. I mean, we've been doing our research, too. I mean, you got to think we're listing you for 15 different things. Interior painting, exterior painting, painting contractor, concrete driveways, concrete flat work, foundations, foundation repair, walkways, handyman services, have a bunch of different things underneath it. So, you know, just like those 8 keywords right there, you know, you're looking at over 1,200 searches in the last 30 days. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get over 1,200 phone calls next month, but you're going from none of those people seeing you as an option to all of those people now seeing you as a top recommended option. You know, even if you're a horrible salesperson, you should be able to get at least 1% of those clients. That 12 new jobs would definitely offset $199 investment. I'm pretty sure the first one probably will, if you're cherry picking them.
Oh, and I can cancel whenever I want to?
Yeah, it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. If you could do anything with what you're doing now, and we'll get the site knocked out for you. So I'll try to go quick. I know you said you're trying to get to this job. So what's your last name, Jose?
Cardenas.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I already had that. I'm sorry. And then you're at the 320 Stanford Street, right, in Brush?
320 Stanford Brush, yeah.
Okay, got it. They're going to send you a postcard there in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. I'm going to need the little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there on Google, kind of showing the customers where you are. And then what's your email address?
It's Pedro Cardenas, gmail.com.
Oh, is your first name normally Pedro?
No, that's my second name.
Oh, gotcha.
My name is Jose Pedro.
Oh, okay. I just had it as Jose Cardenas.
But you go by that, Jose Cardenas.
Okay. And you said the email is Pedro Cardenas?
JC@gmail.com.
Oh, JC@gmail. Okay. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for your customers to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, because I already got a Google, not on the front page.
Yeah, you have a regular verification. We're going to do an advanced verification. That's how I already had your address. I know you did the regular verification. This one's an advanced verification. So if the old one is still valid, since you haven't moved, they'll let us know if it's still valid. Then we won't really need that PIN, but we will need the photos from you to complete the advanced verification. I'm going to send you a message with the photos here are requested in just a second. And then I'm also going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing. I'm also, I'm going to resend you my number. I know I sent it to you on Friday, but I'm going to send it to you again. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you can call me directly. We also have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. Oh.
Hey.
Okay. Thought I lost you there for a second. I was like, oh, you're there. Okay. You get that text?
I'm good.
And then
did
I
you
was
say
looking.
You was John?
Yeah, I'm John. My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. I was looking at your website right now. It looks like it's down. Like there's just a jchomeservices.bpweb.com. So,
yep.
Okay. So you're not using that those guys anymore?
You know what? When I open that stuff, they talk to me nice, and I never hear, and that never worked for me.
Okay.
You know, just have it there just to have my pictures on there, and that's it.
Yeah, there's not even any pictures on it anymore. It's just blank.
Well, probably they don't. They make one. I don't use those guys no more.
Yeah.
So don't go through that stuff no more. That's
no, I'm not going to go through it. I just didn't know if you own that, like, jchomeservices.vp webpage, like that domain name. Because then we would, you know, if you have that on the side of your truck or if you have that on, like, business cards, you know, then obviously we'll want to keep using that one. But if you don't have that, like, on the side of your car or, like, on a business card somewhere or have used it in the past, then no big deal.
No,
you know,
I really never use it.
Okay, no big deal. We'll get you a new one. Not a problem. I won't charge anything for a domain name either. That's part of us building the
website. And then they say me want to hire JC Home Service.
They said what?
I say, well, I'm looking for a concrete contractor.
Mm-hmm.
My name is going to come?
Yeah. Yeah. If you just, you don't even have to type in your business name. Like if they're just within 30 miles of Rush and they type in concrete contractor, you'll
yeah.
show. Yeah. You'll be able to see JC Home Services pop up.
If you do it right now, it don't pop up my name?
No.
You know, I really never check it out. I check it out before and it was coming out, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's possible with the other company that you were using, but right now the guys that are coming up are like Great Plains Custom Works LLC and Buildings by Design.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, and there's Groundworks too. So... we'll get you back up there, and we'll list you for multiple keywords. Concrete contractor is just one of them. You know, the idea there is you want to make sure you're covering all your bases, and then we want to build on your reviews, too. Like the Google reviews you have on your Google business profile, there's only three of them for a 3.7 star. We want to get that up to, like, a 4.7, you know, as close to a 5 as possible. So we'll help you fix that. And then how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed? Do you want them the same as they were previously, the 7 to 4:30, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have everything created. We want to do a client interview with you. This is where we'll lock in, like, your keywords and interview you on how you want the website to look. Usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time for you?
Well, it has to be probably 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. I have 4 to 5 mountain time.
Where are you?
We're in California. We're in Orange County, Newport Beach.
So you an hour ahead of me or
behind?
Or left?
Yeah, it's about to be 11 o'clock. Yeah.
So you have to call me at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but we work until 4. So the client interview would have to be between 3 and 4 our time, which would be 4 and 5 your time. That's the latest.
Yeah, well, 5 o'clock would be fine for me.
Well, it'd be 4 to 5.
So 4 o'clock? So it can be 3 o'clock.
No, yeah, it'd be between 3 and 4 my time would be between 4 and 5 your time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. I'm also going to text you 1 hour before just to remind you, okay?
Okay. And this text that you send me?
Uh-huh.
You just send it to me to get the quote or
yeah,
to get your number?
No. It's going to come from that same phone number. You're going to get a text message from our company. It'll say, like, reminder, client interview with Local Splash.
Okay.
It's going to come through like 1 hour before that appointment, so you'll have it there. And then I'm also sending you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. Your Gmail is pedrocardenas.jc@gmail, right?
pedrocardenas.jc@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I went to go... I went to put it without the dot, and then it showed me, like, I emailed you before. It popped up and corrected it and put the dot in there.
Hey.
Okay. All right. So I have your business profile set up, and I got the client interview scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock Mountain Time. So the last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, Jose, how did you want to do that?
Pay the car.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And let me add the business name. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending you, or that we had you PIN verified at, the 320 Stanford Street?
Yeah, same.
All right. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's 4144.
4144.
3739.
3739.
0003.
0003.
3861.
3861. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
625.
And then 3-digit code on the back?
840.
840, okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as protection for you, because I have you on a discounted price. I know we've spoke with you a few times over the year, and I know this $199 is the lowest anybody's quoted you. Now, you're locked in at this rate, okay? So it's not going to go up on you next month. It's going to stay $199 as long as you choose to stay with us, okay? So, all right.
For
so you're on.
For how long you try to give me?
What was that?
For how long you try to give me to?
It's 1 month that you're committing to right now. It's $199.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for how long you try to give me into?
There's no contract.
I know, no, but you've been calling me for what? A couple years
now?
Oh,
yeah. Our company has been contacting you for years, yeah. Hold on. I'll have to dig into the call record. But I remember when I spoke with you on Friday, there was a long history of us trying to contact you about this. And there was always an issue. There was always
I'll tell you the truth. I really never thought about it. And you know, I say, man, I really don't want to throw my money away.
Yeah, nobody does.
I'm really doing it with Angie and Home Advisor. I know that.
Yeah.
So I hope.
That's what we were trying to tell you all this time. You know, is like, hey, you know, I think it would be better if you just let people call you directly and not have somebody getting in between you and your customers. But, you know, I understand that when somebody calls you out of the blue, it's kind of hard to trust them. So I appreciate you, you know, giving me your trust, but we look forward to earning the other 99% of it. You know, every client we work with, you know, we get in there and we try to make sure it's working for them, because if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. You know?
Yep, that's what I like here.
Yeah, we have a different business model. Some people, you know, they have you sign a contract, like Home Advisor or Angie's. They say, oh, sign this contract, and then you find out later you don't like them, but you already signed up for the whole year, you know, so. It's tough, you know, I understand it, so I'll make sure that this is your last stop. But now that I'm looking at it, so I got the call records. The first time we called you was on 4/11. So what is that, April 11th of 2017.
Whoa.
6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we tried you again the next time we had a spot available for this area. We called you, it was August of 18. So it was a year and 4 months apart. That's why I was telling you I wanted to have you give it a shot today, because usually when we fill these spots, you got to wait like a whole nother year before the next one to open up. So if like 2 months from now you go, hey, I left Home Advisor, I want to be on the first page of Google. Well, if we already started working with somebody there, then we can't go back on them and work with you. You know what I mean? It's a conflict of interest. We're only supposed to work with one guy per industry, per area at a time.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state your business name?
JC Home Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Jose Cardenas. I'm the owner of JT Home Service.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Jose, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. So it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 10th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our pro package. I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay. So you should have a receipt there. And if you go to your text messages, it'll say, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
And then there's a link. It'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So that's a full outline of your agreement in writing there. It's also been sent over to your email. So at the bottom of it, you do have to sign off. So you have to put, like, your first and last name. I know you're busy right now. At the bottom, it'll ask for your signature.
If you click on the,
yeah, you got to click on the link. Yeah, you got to click on it. Mhm. And then it says terms of experience.
See, but and the link that you sent me, it says Local Splash Welcome. If you have any questions, please be free to call us. And then join the number, but I try to open it, don't open nothing.
Oh no, there's a different one, Jose. There's a different one. It'll start with your name. It'll say like, Jose, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it says, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll have like a little link. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, Jose, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have.
Yeah, that one. That's the one. And you click on that link, and then it'll take you to an outline of the agreement in writing there. And again, this is also in your email, so you have a hard copy of this, that it's $199, all the services. If you click on it, and then you scroll down to the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name.
Right there where they sign it? Click here?
Yep, yeah, and then it'll have a copy of your name right above it. Oh, you also have to check that box, though, if you scroll up a little bit. It says, I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. So there's a little box you got to check there, too, like just above the signature section. And then you type out your first and last name as it appears right above the box.
Okay, and now confirm signature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to confirm, and then once you confirm it, it'll take you to a login page asking for a username and password.
Okay, John, I confirmed the signature. And
okay.
Then below that, I say cancel.
Cancel.
And then I can see... cancel. Huh. And then I can read this, say, please accept the terms by checking out the above kick.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you. I don't know if you heard me. There's a box right there. You have to sign. You have to check that box to confirm that this is actually you and that the credit card that you gave us is actually yours.
But what was the box?
It's just above your name where it says signature and then it has your name and you scroll up a little bit. And you'll see a little box there. It'll say like next to, here, let me look at it exactly. It'll say cancellations and refunds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a box there. Yeah, you check that one. I certify that I am an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate.
But did I need to push the one say cancel?
No. No, don't push cancel. You should hit confirm. So you just check that box and then type your first and last name into the box underneath it where it says to sign and then hit confirm signature.
Okay.
And then after that, you're good to go. So that'll actually, I got the signature back, so it says it's signed. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. My direct number and extension's in there, and we have a 24/7 customer service department. So like, do not hesitate to call us if you need anything. We also have bilingual representatives in house too. So if you prefer Spanish, like, yeah.
Hey John, we're over here. I say, what's your name? What I do there?
Yeah, like, don't worry about that right now. What I want you to focus on, Jose, is being available for your client interview this afternoon between 4 and 5, okay?
Okay, all right.
Be available for that. And we're going to go one step at a time. I don't want to overwhelm you or confuse you, okay? So just be available for that. We'll walk you through that, and then at the end of that, they'll give you the instructions on the next step, which will be like your PIN verification letter from Google, or if we're going to have to PIN verify you, they might ask for some photos, okay? But I want to keep it simple, and we'll just walk you through it step by step and get it set up, okay?
All righty.
All right. So I'll let you get back to your day. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then I'll talk to you at 4 o'clock for the client interview.
Well, I hope everything works fine with you and me, man. John.
I'm going to start working on it right now. You know what I mean? I want to make sure this is your last stop as far as marketing. I know it's in front of us. I appreciate you giving me your trust. You know, I don't take that lightly, and I'm going to make sure that we earn the rest of it, and we get you taken care of, okay?
All right, man. I trust you.
All right. I trust you, too.
All right, man.
Take care of these people out there, okay? Make sure we get good reviews.
Yeah, I will. All right, man.
All right. I'll talk to you later.